Hey everyone, thank you for joining me today as we continue walking through the strange Paradiso. So it's kind of early Monday morning. It's a wonderful overcast, foggy morning here in the Kingdom of California, but I wanted to come on briefly today. I have a movie date with my movie buddy, so I'm not going to have a lot of time. I probably won't be able to come back on later. So I have a couple of things that I want to share with you. The first one is we have scheduled a Sunday, actually June 2nd. Victoria Kennedy will be in the shack with me. So any questions, anything that you want to get out there to her, you can send me, okay, maybe _Maria@outlook.com. And I will write them all down and I will ask her your questions, okay? So for those of you who are fairly new on our journey, Victoria Kennedy is a medium clairvoyant who is in the Los Angeles area. And we haven't had an interview with her in... it's probably been a year, maybe longer, because of conflicting schedules. Everybody's just so busy, but we have made plans now for Sunday, June 2nd. So that is going to be a really fun and good interview. I'm looking forward to it. All right. So I will be, we're like in April, so I will put this out there again, okay, as we get closer to June 2nd, all right? So the other thing that I wanted to share is, okay, when I lived in an apartment and when we first bought our new house, the first new house, okay, we didn't have everything yet. We didn't have a washer and a dryer and a refrigerator and blah, blah, blah. Those are all things that we had to get, all right? So I would have to go to the laundromat. And we all know that when we have to go to the laundromat, many times that is where we get the missing sock. We lose things for some reason, okay, when we are at the laundromat. All right, so today I got up and I was going to throw a few things in the washer to wash and get everything, do all of my chores early this morning because I'm not going to have time later and because of I work tomorrow. So when I went to go put stuff in the dryer, now it's like I have these dryer balls, okay? Instead of using fabric softener, I'll use the dryer balls. And I've only got one in there. So I was like, okay, well, maybe the other one is in the towels that I did. So let me go and check the towels. So I was folding the towels and nope, it's not there. All right, let me go and check in that sheet. Okay, you know the sheet, the bed sheet, the fitted one, how sometimes there will be a sock in there, the fabric softener sheet, or even the dryer ball could be in there because it's elastic, all right? And it kind of like holds stuff in there. Even pillowcases get stuck in the fitted sheet and so on. Well, no, it's not in there. So then I even went a little further. All right, let me go check my pants now to go and see if maybe the dryer ball is in one of my pant legs. No. And I folded those yesterday. And if there would have been a dryer ball in there, I would have seen it. No. So I have a dryer ball that has just seemed to disappear. It is nowhere. I looked on the sides of the dryer. I looked all around the floor there in the laundry room. No. The dryer ball has seemed to gone missing. I'm sure that at some point it'll show up somewhere. But as of right now, it is nowhere. You know, and it's really kind of strange how the silliest things will seem to just vanish. And once again, guys, you know, this isn't my first rodeo with this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, who knows? Maybe when my husband got to work, he found it in one of the sleeves of his jacket that he'll probably put on once he gets to work. So I'll just have to wait and see later on where, or just see where it pops up next. But yes, it's like these kind of things just, I don't know, it doesn't freak me out. It doesn't creep me out. It's just kind of annoying, right? And by this point, it's like, okay, whatever. I guess I have another pack of them, so maybe I'll just throw this single dryer ball away and just open the new pack. Just wanted to put that out there, all right? Now, the other thing I wanted to share quickly is, remember how in 2016, there were all of these creepy clown sightings, I mean, all over the place. Creepy clowns were seen in California, in Missouri, I mean, everywhere. It seemed to be that these guys were all over the place. And the majority of time, it was said, now I don't know, but it was said that these creepy clowns were like teenagers wanting to scare people and just get a good laugh and so on. I do realize, though, that maybe a small percentage were not teenagers. There have been these reports, like by truck drivers who are on these roads that are not traveled. They're not the busy main roads. Maybe it's kind of like a shortcut, and it's like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., and they see something out in the distance. Like this one report, this driver was on like a two-lane highway, okay? One lane going each way. And I want to say that this was after 2016. I believe that this happened in maybe like, I don't know, almost getting close to 2020, maybe 2019. And so he's driving, two-lane road. It's about 2:30 a.m. and he sees something in the distance. And there's nothing, there are no buildings out there. It's like just raw land, maybe like with train tracks. So it's kind of like just a desolate type of area. So off in the distance, he sees something. And as he gets closer to this something, he realizes that it's a clown like on a rocking horse. Yes, I mean, if you see something like that, in the middle pretty much of nowhere. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was in New Mexico, one of those type of areas like that. It's going to freak me out. And he says, if there were any cars around there, if there were any other people around there, he would have seen them because it's just flat land. There was no obstruction to his view, right or left. He could see clearly. And yet, there's that one clown on a rocking horse. Okay, like, I mean, you know, my mind starts thinking about stuff like, oh my gosh, what if that guy would have got a flat tire right there? What if somebody was just driving their car and then their car decided to sputter out or get a flat or something? For some reason, you had to pull over. Was this thing a real, I mean, was it a person? Maybe just, I don't know, kind of like a wackadoodle out there just doing that? Was it a person who maybe told their friends, okay, come back and pick me up like in 2 hours? I'm going to see how many people pass by and just freak them out. I mean, we really don't know, okay? But those are just my thoughts. What would happen? Would this thing approach your car? Would this thing acknowledge you? I mean, the thoughts, okay, that I have about things like this just seem to go on and on. I don't think I would have got out of my car. But even then, I mean, would that thing have come up to your window and knock on your window and things like this? So This is leading somewhere, guys, okay? And this kind of like leads me to other stories that people have reported. Now, this, I believe, happened before the clown craze of 2016, where someone was taking a walk through a wooded area, possibly on their own property, just taking a walk before the evening dinner or whatever, and noticed a clown on the path. The clown was walking towards this person. So this person was unnerved, and started slowing down, but didn't want to be fearful. Even though, I mean, if it's your property and you're walking on a path that you walk on all the time and see this, I mean, for me, it wouldn't have even had to have been a clown. It could have been anything or anyone. And I would have been freaked out, okay? So this person decides, I'm going to walk towards this clown. I'm going to keep my gait the way I'm walking, and I'm just going to continue walking. So this person reports that they walked, kept going towards the clown, passed the clown up, and just continued walking. So once they got far enough away, whoever this person was, I don't know if it was a male or female, turned around and could no longer see the clown, even though it was a flat property. So it's not like if they went up a hill a little bit or downhill a little bit, the clown would have been out of their view. No, the land was flat. So anyhow, they figured, well, when I get back home, I'm going to have like the property checked out because maybe there's just like some crazy people here dressed like clowns, maybe squatters on my property, and who wants that, okay? So they didn't see the clown again, went ahead and went home, and it was getting towards evening, and heard a knock on their slider. And this person states that they were busy in the kitchen doing something, and then the knock became rather aggressive. So maybe it started out like something like that. But then as this person was kind of busy, and I mean, I think that they couldn't see who was knocking because the curtains were closed or something, all right? But there was a reason why this person could not see who it was that was knocking on their door. And then the knock got more aggressive. And like someone was just out there who really wanted to get the attention of the homeowner, maybe wanted to be let in. So the homeowner goes ahead and walks towards the door and opens the curtain and sees that same clown. Okay, now, no. Anyhow, this is a case of a real person, okay, who just had ill intent. This is not anything that was paranormal or spooky. This was more of a murderous type of situation. But why then didn't that clown do anything when they were on that path? Was this really just a crime, a criminal, somebody who wanted to hurt the homeowner? Or was there more to it? See, this story doesn't really have a solid ending. It's not like the police came and arrested the clown and put his arms behind his back and handcuffed him and carted him off to jail. No. This story kind of like has an open ending. But the homeowner says that it was a person who just wanted to come in and harm the homeowner, okay? How do we know? How do we really know? Anyhow, and then I go back to that clown out there on the rocking horse. I mean, to me, that's just creepy as all get out, okay? Just the visual of that. All right, so what this is leading to is a couple of months ago, I spoke about how the clowns are making a comeback, okay, for lack of a better word. The clowns are making a comeback. The clowns are being once again seen by more people. Now, I'm not saying it's as big as what happened in 2016 yet, but I am hearing more and more about these things. And here's the one of the other things that I heard about. Now, even though this just happened like, what, 2-3 weeks ago, okay, the eclipse, the solar eclipse, more people have had encounters with these things now since the solar eclipse. So you've got some people who are saying that they believe that during the eclipse, there were gateways that were opened, which is probably true due to ritual, due to certain things that took place during the eclipse. Yes, I could see that happening, okay? And that perhaps these things are coming through these portals, which is another possibility. And the reason why they're coming, manifesting as clowns, one of the reasons, okay, is because of the fear level that clowns generate. There are so many people out there who don't like clowns, that are just totally freaked out by clowns. And so that could be a reason why now we may begin to see an acceleration of the clown sightings as well, because clowns aren't the only things that seem to generate so much fear. One of the other ones are dolls. There are many, many people who are freaked out by dolls. Especially, it seems to be those older porcelain-looking dolls. Now, I know people who, I don't care what kind of doll it is, besides a Barbie, okay? But I'm talking about like those children-looking dolls, those baby dolls and things like that, how some of them just look creepy. And I also know people who are freaked out by rag dolls. So these things also generate a lot of fear. So we shouldn't be too surprised if we don't begin to hear more encounters with dolls also. So we've got the clowns, we've got the dolls, and those, I believe, are the top two things that just freak people out. So that fearful energy goes out there, and that's what these entities thrive on. That's like their food. It's interesting to me how fast some people realize these things. Some people can take a look at a subject and see what's happening right now and say, hey, you know what? It's only been this long since the eclipse. And also, there are many things that happen and that are performed during Easter Sunday, okay? Many, many groups use Easter and the weeks between Mardi Gras and Easter. They use that for ritualistic purposes. There are many things done. It's a very occultic time. Besides when we get into October and leading up into Halloween and things like that. So this year we've got like a double dose, okay? So we had from Mardi Gras to Easter 2024, then we've got the solar eclipse. And these things were very, very close to one another. So yes, I do feel that certain things are just going to accelerate. Now, one of the other ones is the Mandela effect. More changes have been reported since the solar eclipse. More people have noticed. One of them is scripture, okay? People who read the Bible and who are very biblically knowledgeable notice already that some things have been changed. So this is really, really fast. All this, guys, is just happening so fast, faster than usual. But once again, I believe this is my own opinion, that it's because we had these two major things happen, like back to back, as well as so much negativity that is out there in our society right now. That also is caused by a lot of these things. And this is all for a purpose. This isn't just because, this isn't all happenstance, coincidence. No, this is all for a purpose. So we'll get into a little bit more of that later, okay? I just wanted to come on quickly. Now, that all leads to something that is very, very recent. This person says it was nighttime. This person was in bed. This person was asleep and thought that he was dreaming about a clown. Where this person lives, his backyard actually faces a riverbed. I mean, you know, one of those man-made water runoff riverbeds that we've got here in California. His backyard, he said, and there's a chain link fence back there so he can actually see that riverbed. So he says, in the dream, he was in his backyard and he heard a noise. And he went walking out there to the fence where he could see the riverbed. And he can see like pretty much the entire thing. And that there was a clown there. And this clown was standing there and he had like a balloon bouquet. And he said, I was freaked out. I was really, really scared when I saw this clown standing there with a bouquet. He said it reminded him of Pennywise. So then this clown starts popping the balloons. And each time he pops one of the balloons, this confetti seems to be popping out of them. And it's like a little bit of an explosion because the confetti, and he said it was all different colors of confetti, and it would pop out like a little bit of an explosion and it would fall and some of it would fall on him. And he's just watching this happen. And he says, in my dream, I could feel this confetti falling on me. And the clown continues one by one to pop these balloons. He doesn't know how many he has. He said it was like a bouquet of them. He had quite a few balloons until he looked down at his arms and realized that this confetti was sharp and that he had like cuts on his arms. And so he started backing up. And then the clown started moving towards his yard, okay? Started like trying to climb up the side of the riverbed. So this guy goes back in his house and he says, I could see there were like these little cuts, the back of my arm, the back of my hands, and he was bleeding. So he wakes up and he's just like, huh, oh man. And he's like, what a bad dream, okay? And he gets up and he goes splashes water on his face. And he realizes that his arms and the back of his hands are scratched up. Okay, not only that, but the tops of his feet are scratched up. The palms of his hands are scratched up. He had scratches on like the tops of his ears. Yes. He went to his window and he looked outside. Of course, he couldn't like see the entire flood control from his bedroom window. And he wanted to go out in his backyard and look in the flood control, but he didn't want to. You know, it's like that push-pull kind of thing. I want to because I'm curious, but I don't want to because look at me. I'm already cut up. So the question was, did he actually go outside? Was he really maybe like sleepwalking? Did this actually happen? This like encounter? Was it a lucid dream? Did something enter? We don't know. We don't know what happened. And he said, it's not like they were like really deep cuts, like he needed any stitches. They were more like scratches. There was no confetti. He had no confetti. There was no evidence. The only evidence were the scratches. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but that is like a creepy story. That is just creepy. It freaks me out. But there are also many questions to be asked about this. There are many, many questions like in the back of my mind I would like to ask. Because there is something somewhere almost that had to provoke this type of encounter. But as of now, I have no clue. I don't know if maybe this person ever did anything, if engaged in anything, practiced anything. I don't know how many people live in that house. I don't know any of the particulars. But the whole clown thing, I believe, is gonna accelerate as well as the Dalles. Think about it, guys. Think about all the things that might get you going, you know, like, ugh, just dreadful. It's either most of the time going to be clowns or Dalles. And I'm not talking about like things like lizards or bugs. No, I'm talking about when we talk about like creepy stuff, like when we talk about mysterious, paranormal, you know, things like that. What are the top things that get you going? So that is all that I've got for today. Once again, I just wanted to share these things with you because when I am able to come on next, I want to get into the movie. I want to get into AI and along with some other things, okay, that I have to share with you. And we'll get into more of the Mandela effect, not with the movie or in AI and stuff like that, but just other things that people have noticed since the eclipse. And I have to tell you guys, I don't feel that it was because of the eclipse itself. I feel that this stuff is actually happening more at a more rapid pace right now because of those two things that happened back to back. Two events, two occultic events. And I'm not calling the resurrection of Jesus occultic. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is those times are used by many, by groups, by practitioners for occultic reasons. even the name Easter is, well, you can read about that, what that really means and things like that. Okay? That's what I'm saying. These things are inverted. They take something and it's inverted and then it's used for other reasons. That's how it's done. Everything, when we're talking about the left-hand path, everything is an inversion. And yes, and one of the listeners contacted me and asked me if at some point I would talk about inversion. And I'm going to say it like this, guys, okay? When it comes to like many high-profile people, celebrities, even political players, people like this, when I say F to M or M to F, yes, I know about it. And okay, this is difficult because I know that so much is possible. So much is a possibility. I don't know the extent of it. I don't know that I can look at every single female and say, oh, that's an M to F, or that I can look at every single male and say, oh, that's an F to M. See, I don't know the percentage. So, and it would have to be very cryptic because I have to self-censor. So it would take away some of the dialogue, some of what I would really like to say about it. But it's all out there, guys. I will, okay? I am going to talk about it maybe this summer because I have to put it in wording that everyone can understand as well as I can get away with it, okay? So it's going to be a little bit difficult. But yes, I have heard about it. I've actually heard about it so many years ago. And the first time I did, I was like, what? But then there was one person, okay, who is a celebrity. And many people, before I knew what was going on, you know, what all this was about, many people were saying this stuff. They were saying that this female was an M. Okay? Oh, no, that's an M. And I was thinking, well, the face is a little masculine, but there are plenty of women who have like a rather masculine face. It doesn't mean anything to me. But as we have gone forward now, I'm not saying that every single one, I believe it and so on, but some of these things are very compelling, okay? Some of the arguments, some of the debates are very, very compelling. So we'll take a look at that. I want to thank you for bringing that up also, okay? All right, guys, so got to get ready to go to see the movie. I'll try to be back on Wednesday, and then we'll get into what I wanted to talk about with the movie They Live, and as well as some other stuff, okay? So thank you guys for joining in. I appreciate all of you so much. And man, I wish that I could just devote so much time to doing like more episodes and stuff like that. I would really like to get like a channel where I could be on for like a couple of hours and contact certain people to come on my show and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I have to work. That cuts into my time, but we do the best we can. Sometimes shorter walks, sometimes longer. I just hope that it's always interesting. I just hope that there are things in this buffet of subjects that you can pick out, that you can find interesting, and then take it further and look into it. Okay? So have a great day, everyone. Here in our kingdom, the sun should be coming out, I guess, at some point. Anyways, thank you for joining in. We'll be walking and talking again soon. Ciao.